You're listening to SBS News.
The federal election date has not yet been called, but needs to happen on either the 7th, 14th or 21st of May. According to the Australian newspaper's latest news poll, Labor leads the coalition by 54% to 46% on the two-party preferred category. And in the better Prime Minister category, the two leaders are virtually neck and neck, with Scott Morrison just 1 point ahead of Anthony Albanese at 43% versus 42%. But how much do the polls indicate which major party will win the election? Flinders University Associate Professor of Politics and Government Hayden Manning says the polls suggest a Labor win if an election was held right now. But he says that doesn't tell the full story.
The polls suggest this is clearly Labor leader Anthony Albanese's election to lose. And bear in mind, the last election was somewhat like that for Mr. Shorten when he left Labor, and he did lose. But that's my frame of reference, very much so. Labor are in front, reasonably comfortably in the polls. But in the past, we have seen governments in a similar position come back, particularly after they've announced a budget that tries, as this budget has, to curry favour with many voters. It's spent quite a lot of money.
Australian National University history professor Frank Bongiorno says there are other reasons why commentators are cautious to predict this year's winner.
There's a kind of hesitation because of the very differentiated nature of the electorate at the moment, the sense that whilst government is unpopular in general and Labor does seem to be resurgent, the situation is very different in different states. So the Labor Party is in fact behind the coalition in Queensland on a two-party preferred basis, and that's important because at present the Labor Party holds just a fifth of the seats in Queensland.
With Queensland making up about 30 out of 151 House of Representatives seats, Mr. Bongiorno says Labor would need to make a serious breakthrough in the state to secure a majority. When it comes to the better Prime Minister, University of Queensland Political Science Senior Lecturer Dr. Glenn Kefford says in the past the leader of the country has typically held a more favourable position, but that's not the case this time.
In recent months, we've seen Albanese his favourability increase and him to overtake Scott Morrison as preferred Prime Minister. So that's a really interesting and big development, and I think a lot of that comes back to the issues we've talked about around flooding, fires, as well as the response to the pandemic as well, where there was a lot of criticism of the government and in particular of the Prime Minister.
The character of each leader has become important, with Mr. Albanese and Mr. Morrison both facing pressure to respond to allegations of bullying. The death in March of Labor Senator Kimberly Kitching has led to emerging allegations that she was bullied by colleagues Penny Wong, Christina Keneally and Katie Gallagher, who all deny the claims. Mr. Morrison earlier accused Mr. Albanese of failing to address the allegations. But the Prime Minister himself was accused of bullying and intimidation by Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells during a speech to the Senate last week after losing a pre-selection contest. Independent Jackie Lambie and One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson have also backed claims of bullying by Mr. Morrison, all of which he denies. And recently, the Prime Minister rejected claims he made negative remarks about the Lebanese background of his 2007 pre-selection rival for the seat of Cook. Associate Professor Manning says the character of the party leaders will remain a central theme of the election campaign.
It's unusual for voters to see a focus on the character of leaders as sharp as it appears at this moment. But having said that, it's quite possible once the campaign begins, it'll be mainly around the issues of both leaders trying to say, well, the other side will be hopeless managing the economy. We'll be great at that. And there'll be questions, as I mentioned earlier, about who can do better on health and indeed on education.
The issue of climate change has become a major concern among voters, with differences between those living in inner urban areas, the outer suburbs, and the regions. Mr. Manning says he expects an intense campaign by a range of independents in Liberal seats, where climate change will be a primary focus. and a large number of people are adopting the early voting method, including postal votes, which are traditionally used by older, more conservative voters. The early vote could affect how early the party's major policies will be unveiled and make it harder to determine the final count on election night. Dr. Kefford says previous federal elections in Australia have been a close race, and an increase in support for independent candidates is starting to reshape the nature of politics, where it's not just about the two major parties. He says it will be a challenge to engage voters after the Brittany Higgins revelations on the culture in the federal parliament and the crises of the floods, bushfires and pandemic.
Many, many people are extremely tired of politics as we know it, not just because of everything we've been through, but a general dissatisfaction with various parts of Australian democracy. And, you know, they're looking for something different.
Some commentators say there's a possibility this federal election could result in a hung parliament. It means that neither Labor nor the Liberal National Coalition are able to secure the majority of seats in the House of Representatives, a scenario that last happened when Labor's Julia Gillard was Prime Minister from 2010. Professor Bongiorno says the growth in votes for minor parties and independents could make this outcome possible.
The idea of a hung parliament, I don't think is remote at all, because as the crossbench seems to get larger, as more and more voters have turned to minor parties and independents, I mean, that rate at the last two elections was about a quarter for the lower house, for the House of Representatives. So in other words, about, you know, almost 25% of voters no longer vote for one or the other of the major parties, and that includes the National Party. So that means that there are opportunities there for independents and minor parties.
Arianna Lucente, SBS News.